Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
Why didn't the little boy want to be taken away from his parents and put into the back of a sleigh and driven out to the middle of the woods and thrown in a box and then buried underground for 5 feet underground with Christmas wallpaper inside the box?
What?
Because he was claustrophobic.
Oh, John. I can't even say it.
And this is stranger still.
No, you don't get to say that. I have to say it. And this is stranger still. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Probably the most sentimental one, which is Ribbons, the Ribbon song.
How does that go?
Ribbons on my wrapping paper, I want to unwrap them, I'm going to unwrap them, give me more presents, give me more, give me more, give me more. You know that song?
Yeah, it's by...
Give me more presents right now, before I scream, I'm going to kick my feet on the Toys R Us floor.
Was that... New Kids on the Block?
So give me presents. Yeah, I think... No, that wasn't.
Do I need to save you from this hole you've dug?
So my name is John Beacon.
And I'm Nick Wood.
And this is a podcast called Stranger Still,
where we answer the questions that you never questioned to ask. I say it right, John. Listening to, like, the last three episodes, you're, like, asking the questions you question and never ask your questioning. What's the worst thing you've ever gotten for Christmas?
Wow. That's a big question.
Yeah.
The worst thing that I ever got for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. I had an uncle who was just like, yeah, just get them whatever. Just throw it in the box, wrap it up. Yeah, uh-huh. They'll like that. What are they like? What are the kids? Yeah, they're the kids. Okay, give them something. So me and my cousins all unwrapped our limited edition WWE walkie-talkie figurines. So we had like the Undertaker, and it was his big fake plastic face, yeah. And you'd like push like a button on his ear.
Yeah, and you exactly were, what you're talking about.
Yeah, you were kind of like talking into their mouths and stuff. It was just kind of strange. And like, here's the kicker: I didn't care about wrestling at all.
Right.
So I was like, oh, thanks.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I honestly can't even think of one bad Christmas gift I've ever gotten.
I used to have anxiety over getting gifts.
Yeah.
And I would be like, okay, you know what? Everyone's going to look at you. Yeah. And everyone's going to expect you to be like, oh my God, I really wanted this.
Yeah.
So just like act like you don't like it.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Just act the same
like,
every time.
To be funny. So then, yeah, it was just so much pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I developed this anxiety. So what are we talking about today?
John, we're going to talk about a big man in red with a big gold belly.
Oh boy.
You know, Dr. Eggman from Sonic.
Okay, good. This is our Sonic cast. And that's the end of that joke.
We're going to talk about Santa.
Okay.
So, real fast, before we get into the nitty-gritty, I don't know if you know this, John, but there's a lot to uncover about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So if there's any parents out there, I know we have at least one listener out there that listens with their baby that can't comprehend what we're saying yet.
Right.
But if I say, they know what I'm saying.
Right.
But when I talk like this, they don't.
Right. Yeah, I'm following you so far.
Okay.
What are we getting at?
Making sure.
Okay.
That's all edited out. If you listen with your kids, probably don't listen to this one with them because I'm gonna turn Santa into a bad, bad man. So turn them away right now. Shush them out the door. Put on your headphones.
We can wait. Let's put some music right here. Okay, we're back. What did you want to tell them?
Santa's not real.
Like, he's got a phony personality, is what you're trying to say.
No. Not like a Valley Girl. He doesn't exist. Like, you know how we found...
Yeah, like in theory, like when you, like on a quantum level, right?
None of us exist.
Yeah.
But on an existential level, Santa does not exist. On a corporeal level, he doesn't exist.
Corporeal.
Yeah.
He's not like a corporal... He's not in the army.
He's not.
Okay.
I don't know how many ways to tell you this, John. Okay. Santa.
Let's just keep moving.
Doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you
clear as snow? Get it?
I get it.
because snow's translucent. That's a fact.
You
look
said
it up.
That last episode.
Yeah, that's the only fact I know. So I really want to drive that one home. It's very wintry.
So now that we've got that out of the way, I want to answer, because you brought this to me. Why does Santa have to be white?
Mm.
Is Santa white?
Right.
And the question that I want to answer today is...
Why is everyone whining about him being white?
Why is everyone whining about him being white?
Yeah. Like, what's your problem? That's what we're here to do.
Yeah. And the question is a white Santa racist?
Okay.
Is it?
Well...
Or is it accurate?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this was an issue a few years ago, and I haven't heard a lot of things about it recently, but people are like...
If you're going to talk about Santa's skin color...
Yeah.
The first black Santa was just at the Mall of America this year.
Yeah?
So you can't say...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. People are like, we shouldn't be portraying him as white because we should be portraying him as everything.
As everything?
I don't know. We can't portray him as everything, but we can't not portray him as white.
Oh, okay. Right.
The point is, I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but the thing that I want to get to is, can Santa... Is Santa, if he existed, would he be white?
Okay.
Is that fair?
That is a fair question.
Let's go back to Saint Nick. You know Saint Nick.
Yeah, I heard of him.
You're sitting right across from him.
Hey-o. Real cool guy. Look at that. You're a saint. You're a doll.
That's all a joke.
He's an angel.
Perfect fella. What?
Go on.
Thank you.
Sick of you. I'm kidding. I want to learn. So does everybody else.
So, the real Saint Nicholas...
Mm-hmm.
He was born in the late 3rd century. Most places say around 280 AD.
Ooh, it's a good year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fine wines from that year. No one knows exactly. But he was a Greek man who grew up in Turkey.
Present-day Turkey.
Present-day Turkey. He was a monk who inherited a bunch of money from his parents when he was very young. They died and gave him a bunch of money. So instead of doing what people would do today, which is use that money to get more money.
And buy, like, Twitter followers.
And like, TV ads and billboards. Mm-hmm. He supposedly traveled around, like, everywhere and just helped sick and poor people with his money.
Okay, so far he's a pretty good dude.
Yeah, so far he's pretty neat, right? I couldn't dig up any, like, real dirt, so spoilers there.
It's pretty easy to dig dirt, Nicholas.
Did I ever tell you about how my dad and his brother used to dig a hole in his yard because he lived on a farm? So they'd try to dig a hole to China. And every night my grandpa would go and fill up that hole just so they wouldn't get too deep.
No, but that's awesome.
That's what they did back for fun. Or that's what they did for fun back in the 60s
and
70s.
Yeah, me and my friends used to sit around and we would talk about Plato.
Yeah.
And then every night my grandpa would say, but this is just a storybook, so we wouldn't get too deep.
Yeah.
Let's learn about Santa, though.
I can't even... So there's a lot of stories about Saint Nicholas that are supposedly true. The first one is the most popular one, is that he saved 3 daughters of this family from being sold into slavery or prostitution.
By their parents, right?
Yeah, their parents were going to sell them into slavery or prostitution. So what he did is, on one night, he dropped a bag of coins down their chimney. It landed in a stocking, so they could... pay for a dowry for the one daughter so she could get married and wouldn't have to be sold into prostitution. And then he did that for the second daughter and then the third daughter. So that's where the stockings came from, and that's where the whole thing of giving gifts through a chimney came from.
Yeah.
That's the most popular story. There's a couple other ones. Did you know that Saint Nicholas is not only the patron saint of like children, but also sailors?
Oh! Right? How are you?
It's weird.
In the ocean.
Out in the ocean. Apparently, there was, like, this boat that had a bunch of sailors. It was rough at sea, and, like, they're like, oh, God, we're going to die. So, for whatever reason, they prayed to Saint Nicholas.
Yeah.
And he just, like, appeared on the shore, like, poof, and was just like, hey, ocean, stop. And he calmed the seas. Hey, yo.
Knock it off. Hey.
Smack it. Don't make me smack your back, sorry.
Hey, knock it off.
So he calmed the seas, and they had a safe passage to shore.
Okay.
So then he's the patron saint of sailors.
Great. I kind of think the way that happened is, like, some old guy in Greek was like, and I declare Saint Nicholas the saint of the children.
But what
about us sailors?
We don't got nobody.
Okay, and then the sailors, I guess. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll write it here. We'll just put it in really
asterisk.
Small. In the footnotes. There was one more story where he got to be the patron saint of children that isn't talked about as much, which is way more interesting, which is that one night he entered an inn where shortly before the innkeeper had killed three boys.
Okay.
So as he walks in, he's like sensing something isn't right. So he does some digging around and finds the three boys decapitated and stuffed in barrels in the basement of the inn. And he brings them back to life.
Oh.
So that's why he's the patron saint
just
of children.
Like in, what was that? Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
Yeah. You know, the old stop motion classic.
The decapitated boys in the basement.
Yeah.
Thing, yeah.
How could I forget that? The Island of Misfit Innkeepers.
Yeah, no, you don't remember that?
Yeah.
It's hard to get ahead when you don't have a head. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay.
That got dark. So, he started to build this legend of himself. Over the next 900 years or so, he started to permeate throughout Europe, as many legends did. Except they didn't have the internet back then just to, like, tweet stuff out. So, the only way to transfer stories was through word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. The most reliable source.
The most reliable source. It's like a 900-year game of telephone.
Mm-hmm.
So, as he moved from country to country, he started to pick up on just random stuff here and there. For example, some people began to associate the imagery of St. Nicholas with the Roman god Jupiter or the Norse god Odin.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where we get the idea of this big guy with a big white beard with the power of flight. Eventually, the idea, though, of St. Nicholas just kind of fell out of fashion when it came to Christmas. Which, by the way, the reason that Christmas is in December is because they would celebrate the day of St. Nicholas's death, which was December 6th.
Oh, wow.
So that's why it's associated with December. But eventually, he fell out of fashion. He just wasn't hip anymore,
yeah.
I guess.
900 years.
Right. It's like Yoda. Hmm. Yoda had to die eventually.
Yeah.
But Christmas was still around. People liked getting free stuff, so we still needed someone to deliver all those presents, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense. And this is where a lot of
Amazonius Primus came out. I think the year was 1000.
Yeah.
Shipping wasn't free back then. It was one
they didn't have the drum
one child or a piece of corn, whatever you had.
Yeah. This is where a lot of the cultures had splintering when it comes to the idea of a Christmas gift giver. They had the same functions as St. Nicholas, so don't get me wrong there, except he just needed some rebranding, I guess.
Well, he, you know, turned into a franchise.
Yeah. He's got to set up shop in different countries and appeal to the audiences there, and he's got different marketing execs for each country.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that like the plot of Scrooged or something? I don't know. So, Austria and Germany, they had Christkind, which was better known as Kris Kringle.
Okay.
He was a little angel representation of baby Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. Except, what's the problem with babies?
They can't fly.
They can't fly, and they can't carry loads of presents.
Yeah. They got little baby, like, dumb muscles. Like, dumb baby muscles.
Yeah.
Like, what a dumb muscle.
I hate babies.
Your muscles are stupid. No, just their arm muscles.
Just their arm
muscles. They're
great. That's the best part of my baby.
Mm. Anyway. Yeah, she's got strong, buff, and tough arms.
Yeah, she does push-ups. Instead, little baby Jesus carrying all his presents around, he had a little helper.
Yeah.
A little help from his friends.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Do you want to take a guess?
Krampus, the Christmas demon.
Yeah, this is where we get Krampus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he would help little baby Jesus carry these presents around.
What a sweetie.
Yeah.
Is there imagery of that?
I mean,
paintings, things like this?
Yeah.
Because I know there's a lot of stuff of Krampus, but I always saw him in different, like in Dutch paintings. So he's, Santa's a full-grown adult with Krampus in some legends, too.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a ton of splinterings here.
So, okay, Krampus would take little kids away, correct?
Mm-hmm. If they were bad, yeah.
If they're bad. So, like, would he carry little baby Jesus while he did this?
No, I think they just traveled together.
Oh, they're just like,
as far as I read, yeah.
Sidecar.
Yeah. In the sidecar of a sleigh.
Good.
Yeah. Speaking of taking kids away, a lot of depictions of Santa, like, he had a switch that he would give to parents to swat their kids when they were being bad.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
There's that. I think my favorite variation of St. Nicholas.
So you're almost kind of saying, like, that people decide what Santa means to them.
Can you just save the conclusions to the end?
They're taking a legendary figure.
Yeah.
And they're implying their own moral beliefs on him.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that yet.
Yeah.
Let's realize that later.
Okay. My favorite variation, and this came way later, and I think mostly due to Stalin, because he didn't like the idea of Santa. In Russia, they had babushka.
Babushka,
which is the legend that this old woman gave some dudes the wrong directions to find baby Jesus when he was born.
Yeah.
And later she felt bad about this because, like, Jesus became this huge star, and she's like, oh, I made a huge mistake. I could have been in the Bible. Mm-hmm. But then she wasn't.
She's like, I want to be so famous.
Yeah. So what she did was she tried to find those dudes mm-hmm. and, like, right her wrong, but she could never find them. So now she delivers gifts to, like, the bedside of boys and girls everywhere while they're sleeping, in the hopes that one of those is Jesus, and she has righted her wrong.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so just, like, turn left at the cave.
Yeah.
And then, like, go down that dirt path until uh-huh. you get to a dirt path.
Uh-huh.
And then go down that dirt path, and you'll see a dirt path on your left. And then
there's
make
no
a
landmarks
right. Oh, no! Then. Oh, my God! Not the cave! I meant right on the dirt path! Oh, man. I'm just gonna sneak up next to kids while they're sleeping
yeah.
in presents for the rest of my life. That'll make it right.
That'll make it right. Here's a candy cane.
Yeah. That's why we have GPS now.
Yeah. Thank goodness. They didn't have, like, turn right at the Walmart, or once you hit McDonald's, you've gone too far.
They did have that. They had McDonald's, definitely.
Oh. McDonald's is...
just McDonald's and Starbucks,
almost as
far as I
can see. Yeah. Anyway, that begs the question, is Santa even male? But we won't go there.
Whoa.
I know.
We don't want to blow up too much brains.
I know. Next year, right?
Okay.
The UK had Father Christmas, which is basically Santa. It's just a different name. The Swiss had Joel Tomten. I hope that's how you said. He has several other names that he goes by that people just shortened it up to, but this is like the earliest, I'm making air quotes here, Santa,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, where he was an elf. Joel Tomten was this little garden gnome with a big white beard, and he wore red, and he was go around handing out presents.
Of course there's the Swiss that made that.
Right?
He probably gave out free healthcare and, like, raised minimum wage.
And he had really nice prisons for his elves, his slave work.
Yeah, he helped them, like, reform.
Yeah.
Okay.
You talked about the Dutch before. The Dutch didn't want to do away with St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. They kept what many people might have heard as Sinterklaas. Sinterklaas.
Sinterklaas?
Sinterklaas.
Oh.
He was. That's the Dutch way to say Saint Nicholas. Sinterklaas. Mm-hmm. They ended up actually bringing Sinterklaas over to America in like the 1700s, 1600s, around there. And this is where a lot of the mythologies of Santa started to come together. So, like, Kris Kringle and Joel Tomten and Sinterklaas, like, they're all merging into one.
Yeah.
As they come to America. And that's why Santa has so many names today. We call them a million and one things.
Yeah.
And Santa Claus just comes from Sinterklaas.
Sinterklaas.
That's the
Dutch.
Well, it's the Anglified way of saying Sinterklaas.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it was around, like I said, it was around the 1700s. Poems started to get written about him, like, the night before Christmas. Quote biographies were written about him, where a lot of this mythology about him that we use today started to come from. And it wasn't until, I think, the 1930s that Coca-Cola made the classic image of Santa. Because
yep.
everyone had their own view of him. He could have been skinny and darker skinned, like a Greek or a Turkish man might be. Or he could have been pale as my wall right here and from Scandinavia.
Yeah.
The funny thing, though, is in a twist event, Santa, like I said, joined up like a Power Ranger Megazord toy from Mattel. And in America, he actually made his way back to Europe in his Megazord form.
Okay. So he came to America.
Uh-huh.
All the different pieces
yep.
of Santa became the Santa we know now.
Yep.
And then he traveled back mythologically
yep.
to Europe.
Yep. And that's where Santa got to Europe.
Nice.
So the point that I was getting at with Megazord is that Santa is not white, but he is also not not white. He is whatever you want him to be.
Yeah.
Like you said before, it's our own reflection of what we want him to be. He's come from everywhere. And it's cliche to say, but, like, I think I told you earlier, he's as white as America is.
Yeah.
We're everything. We're every culture.
Yep.
And so is Santa. So quit being such a butthead about it.
Yeah. I want to see all Santas. I want to see Mexican Santas and black Santas. And
absolutely. And if you see that, you should think, great. And if you don't see it, you should also say great.
Well, there's a lot of white Santas.
Well, yeah.
I'm cool with that, but I'd be way cooler with changing up a little bit.
Yeah. I want to see an alien Santa.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
Yeah. Anyway. Hopefully no one hates me for saying that, like, white Santa's fine.
No, white Santa's... I mean, I think that's everyone's biggest argument.
Yeah.
It's like, no, well, he could be white, too. He is white, blah, blah, blah. Like, Megyn Kelly.
He should be everything.
You're kind of a dummy, Megyn.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't say, don't worry, kids, Santa's white, like you did in 2012 in Fox News. I didn't look that up.
Absolutely.
But come on.
Yeah. Quit being such a jerk. That's all I want to say. All
right.
Don't need to clarify any more than that?
I think we're good.
I hope so. Do you want to recap for me?
Yeah. Stop it.
Yep.
Is there anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I don't think we're going to do a listener question this week. You know why?
Why?
Because I got you a Christmas present.
I know. You told me. I'm so excited.
Before we do that, where can people find us?
They can find us on Facebook if you search Stranger Still.
Yep.
We have it popping off in there. My grandma asked some questions that we will get to next week.
I should read some of those real fast.
Okay.
While I'm pulling this up, why don't you tell everyone where else they can find us?
They can find us on Twitter at Stranger Still.
Mm-hmm.
They can find us on StrangerStillShow.com and on any podcasting app, Stitcher. iTunes.
Pocket Casts. Your grandma posted on our Facebook page, and I feel really bad about this because my wife posted a really good article about DAPL. I'm just going to read the headline here. North Dakota pipeline spills an estimated 176,000 gallons of oil.
Okay, so let me just say real quick, because we'll lighten it up afterwards.
Yeah.
But we did do our episode about the North Dakota DAPL pipeline, right? DAPL. Share it, please.
Yes.
Please share it. If not for us, if you're not going to share our podcast, share it something about.
Definitely.
Share your favorite article about it.
Yeah.
We don't care. We did a really good primary source interview with Cody Blue Snyder, who was there. He talked about his firsthand experience at DAPL.
And I was literally speechless.
Yeah. He got maced. His friend got shot. So that's a good thing to listen to.
Yep.
And just share what you know about it.
Yeah. Well, my point was that my wife posted that article, and 7 minutes later, it was outshined by your grandma, who posted, anyone know who let the dogs out? A burning question, who let the dogs out? And followed it up with such gems as, I also want to know where's the beef? And while we're at it, what is Victoria's Secret? And then at the very end said, well, Stranger Still fans, who knows who let the dogs out? I'm still waiting.
So if you guys want to let my grandma know who let the dogs out, you could go to our Facebook page.
And I don't know if you just saw this, but literally an hour ago she said, here's another one. Why do you put your 2 cents in when it's a penny for your thoughts? Where does the other penny go? I love your grandma,
oh, man.
Dude.
I hope it's genetic. I hope that's where I get my, like...
Your mediocre jokes?
Yeah. Oh, so good.
So, yeah, our Facebook is fun, and your grandma's hilarious. So, I am excited to give you your gift.
Okay, I'm excited to receive gifts.
Let me know.
Nick, I will probably give you your gift on the next one, if it arrives.
No, you don't have to give me anything.
Okay.
I don't want you to give
You're
me anything.
You're a baby, man. Accept the gift.
I got this for you and Desiree to share together.
Okay. Should I close my eyes?
No, it's wrapped.
Oh.
There you go. There you go, buddy.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Should I open it all crinkly
here? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is nice wrapping paper.
Thanks. It's got elephants on it.
My grandma... I'm not going to look at it until it's completely open.
This is real.
I'm really not looking at it. I don't know what's in my hands. I'm holding something I'm going to like a lot.
I'm just kidding. That's not your real gift. This is your real gift.
This is what I'm holding. Let me just explain real quick. It's a bunch of cop cars. It's a Hot Wheels Batman vs. Superman.
It's a 5-pack of Hot Wheels cars. I wanted you to open it and be like, oh, great.
But I get to keep this too, right?
No.
No, okay, here. No, I'm sorry.
You can have it if you want.
All right, so this is something else
I got.
This
is a real gift.
Okay. This is heavy.
Yeah, it's way heavier than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, well, That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I'm still not looking. Listen to that. You can't recreate that.
Yeah. I'm excited about this one. It's upside down. It's a board game!
Look at this! What is this? Sentinels of the Multiverse card game.
You
this
know
looks
what?
Awesome.
It's a cooperative board game. Because you told me that you wanted co-op games to play with Desiree.
Hell yeah!
And as I was looking it up, it was like on all the top 10 lists of the greatest co-op games. And Shelby's like, if you get it for him, it has to come with the stipulation that we have to come over and do date night with those two and play it.
Deal.
Because it sounds awesome.
That's amazing. A mad scientist holds the world hostage with his terrifying doomsday device. A ruthless alien warlord from a distant gallery brings his overwhelming army of bizarre minions to conquer planet Earth. A giant rampaging robot cuts a swath of destruction across the coast, destroying major population centers. Who will stop them? You will.
So what you do is you both like play as a superhero, and you have to work together to take down one villain together.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then that's going to save me a lot of, man, no competition with her. She's just way too competitive, so we can compete against bad guys.
Yeah, you don't have to play life
against
her. Thank you,
that's awesome. Damn.
That's all I got. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. That's awesome, and thank you.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas to everyone listening.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Or Happy Hanukkah.
Or Merry Kwanzaa.
Yeah, that's fine. And Merry Atheist Day, and Happy...
Happy Hindu stuff.
Well, you should probably... I mean, it's Christmas, but...
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not educated.
Yeah, happy holidays to everybody.
Happy everything. Happy wild card ASCII character here.
Yeah. And we're gonna... Here's a few other holidays that we didn't mention.
Lobby Day, Shelka, Human Rights Day, Feast of the Immaculate Conception Day, St. Lucia's Day, Anastasia of Sirmium Feast Day, Las Posadas, Zamenhof Day, December Ween, Panther Ganapati, Yalda, Soil, Humanlight, Newtonmas, Quaidi Asams Day, Boxing Day, Krampusnicht, Hagman Day.
And I'm still John?
I'm still Nick.
And this was, and is,
and always will be,
Stranger Still.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I feel like that one's New Kids on the Block.
No, that was NSYNC, I think.
Was it? I think you're right. It's one of those two.